All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Now, week number four was good to me as I went 12-3. Did not get started on the right foot for week number five as I picked the Houston Texans to defeat the Indianapolis Colts at home, but it was the Colts that got the better of the Texans, led by veteran quarterback Matthew Hasselbeck. Now, there is still plenty of good action on tap for tomorrow in the National Football League, along with a Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for week number five in the National Football League. Now, I'm going to start off with the 1-3 Chicago Bears traveling to the heartland to take on the 1-3 Kansas City Chiefs. Now, Kansas City, this is their first game at home in a few weeks. They come into this game favored by 10 points over the Bears. And I look at both of these teams, they are each predicated by their running games. Of course, Chicago with running back Matt Forte, and Kansas City with running back Jamaal Charles. I look for Kansas City to get the running game established early and often in this game, and they want to try to get a lead so this way they can allow their defense to put some pressure on the Chicago Bears offense, take them out of those running situations, and make Bears quarterback Jay Cutler have to be the one to defeat them. Thus, I'm going to take Kansas City at home in this one by the score of 27-20. Now, the undefeated Cincinnati Bengals will host the defending NFC champion Seattle Seahawks. Now, Seattle comes into this game winners of their last two after dropping their first two of the season. But Seattle is a very, very hurting team right now. Of course, no Marshawn Lynch once again for them at running back, and that really changes everything that Seattle tries to do offensively. You look at the Bengals, they're playing with a ton of confidence right now on both sides of the football. The only way that Cincinnati loses this game is if their quarterback Andy Dalton tries to do it himself, and I mean that by forcing passes against a very good and aggressive Seattle Seahawks secondary. I don't think that happens. This is going to be a very tight affair, and I'm going to take Cincinnati at home in this one by the score of 24-23. Now, at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, the 4-0 Atlanta Falcons will welcome the 2-2 Washington Redskins to town. Atlanta is 4-0 this season. Three of those victories have come against the NFC East. So if they win this game, you can basically call them the NFC East champions for 2015. But there's a different buzz around this Atlanta Falcons team under first-year head coach Dan Quinn. The offense is clicking with Matt Ryan at quarterback and, of course, Julio Jones at wide receiver. And defensively, they are not giving up the big plays like they did last season. Now, you look at Washington. This is only their second game away from home this season. And this is a team, they rely on their running game with Alfred Morris. And their defense has not been given enough credit that they deserve. But this Washington Redskins secondary will have their hands full tomorrow with Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones. I don't think the Redskins can stop him. And because of that, I'm going to take Atlanta at home by the score of 30-17. Now, down in the Sunshine State of Florida, it's the 1-3 Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the 1-3 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, if Jacksonville wins this game, they can call themselves Florida State champions because they did defeat the Miami Dolphins earlier this season. But right now, you have two teams, albeit it's just week five, they have the look and feel of clubs that will be picking in the top 10 of the 2016 NFL draft. Tampa comes into this game as a 2.5-point favorite. You look at both of these teams with their young quarterbacks, of course, Blake Bortles for Jacksonville and Jameis Winston for the Buccaneers. This game is going to come down to which quarterback makes the fewest amount of mistakes and which defense forces the opposing young quarterback into making big-time mistakes. Tampa Bay's at home, and I think they're going to win a tight one over Jacksonville, 24-20. Now, in the city of brotherly love, the 1-3 Philadelphia Eagles will host the 1-3 New Orleans Saints. A whole lot of nothing is going on right now with the Philadelphia Eagles offense. This is going nowhere as far as the spread system under Chip Kelly. And another loss could bring out the Boo Birds on Broad Street for Mr. Kelly. You look at New Orleans, Drew Brees willed this team to a victory last Sunday night at home against the Dallas Cowboys. He's not a fully healthy quarterback right now. He has that bad shoulder and he is trying to fight through it. And you know what? It's just simply pure guts that you are seeing from him as he's spilling it out there on the football field trying to get this team to victories. I look at this Philadelphia Eagles team and they simply are not clicking with quarterback Sam Bradford right now. DeMarco Murray is a fish out of water playing in the spread offense for Chip Kelly at running back. And this is not a very good football team right now. Thus, I'm going to take New Orleans on the road in this one by the score of 27-23. Now, in the AFC North, the 1-3 Cleveland Browns will travel to meet the 1-3 Baltimore Ravens. Now, the Ravens come into this game favored by 7.5 points. That they were able to get their first victory of the season in week number 4 as they went on the road and defeated the Pittsburgh Steelers. Baltimore comes into this game depleted of wide receiver, but they still have veteran quarterback Joe Flacco. And defensively, little by little, the Ravens are starting to get their go and get their feel of things. Cleveland, a hard luck loser last week on the road against the San Diego Chargers. Now they have to turn around and face one of their old nemesis in the AFC North. Cleveland has been close lately, but being close and being able to snatch a victory are two different things. And I'm going to take Baltimore in this one at home by the score of 27-23. Now, the 4-0 Green Bay Packers will welcome the 2-2 St. Louis Rams to town. Green Bay comes into this game favored by 10 points over the Rams, but I tell you what, they might want to buckle up their chin straps for this one because there's one thing about this Rams club under head coach Jeff Fisher, you better pack a lunch if you are going to defeat them. That's how tough and physical they are. But for the Rams, defensively, they have to try to find a way to put pressure on Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. And by doing that, it comes down to their front four, led by Michael Brockers on that defensive line. And they have the secondary that can cover. So if the Rams' D-line is able to hold up and do their end of the bargain, that back four of the Rams' defense will be able to run and contain these Green Bay receivers enough. But when St. Louis has the football, you know it's going to their running game with Todd Gurley and Trey Mason, a pair of former SEC running backs. But the thing for the Rams, they have to try to win first and second down on offense because they don't want Clay Matthews to have the opportunity to tee off on their quarterback, Nick Foles, in passing situations. I look at this game and I see St. Louis keeping it close for about 3.5 quarters, but Green Bay is going to have just enough to pull away from them. I'm going to take the Packers in this one by the score of 31-20. Now, in Nashville, the 1-2 Tennessee Titans, who are coming off of their bye week, will welcome the 2-2 Buffalo Bills. Buffalo, they've only played 4 games this season, but to me, they have the look and the feel of a 500 team. One week they look good, another week they look bad. But you look at this Buffalo Bills team, and they are very, very undisciplined. You looked at all of the penalties that they had last week against the New York Giants, and that right there is not a recipe for success. I think Buffalo cleans it up a little bit this week, and they're going to have to rely on their running game, especially without the services of running back LeSean McCoy. Now, Tyrod Taylor has played better than expected at quarterback for Buffalo so far this season. Will he be able to keep it up? We'll have to wait and see. Now, on the flip side for Tennessee, Marcus Mariota, their young rookie quarterback, has shown flashes of brilliance, but this will be the toughest defense that he has gone up against so far this season, because there's one thing you know about Bills head coach Rex Ryan, he is a blitz happy guy, especially on young quarterbacks. Thus, I'm going to take Buffalo in a tight one in this one by the score of 24-23. Now, at Ford Field in Detroit, it's the 0-4 Lions who will be welcoming the 3-1 Arizona Cardinals to town. Of course, the Lions suffered a heartbreaking loss this past Monday night on the road against the Seattle Seahawks as they felt they had the game in tow, but it came down to an official's call. You look at this Lions team, yes, they have injuries. Yes, they have questions on the offensive line, but they are not giving up. I look at young running back Ahmir Abdullah for them, and I expect him to be more of a focal point for this Lions offense. If they are able to establish him with the running game, that only sets things up and makes it easier for quarterback Matthew Stafford to hit wide receiver Calvin Johnson and Golden Tate for the play-action passes that they covet. Now, this Arizona team, they are a different team on the road as opposed to being out there at home in the desert. So you have to wonder and see what type of effort they're going to give in this one. They suffered their first loss of the season last week at home at the hands of the St. Louis Rams, and it will be interesting to see how they recover. The Lions' defense last week was aggressive, and I expect to see them come out and attempt to force some turnovers from Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer in this one. And thus, I'm going to take Detroit at home to get their first victory of the season by the score of 24-20. Now, coming into the season, this was scheduled to be a big one, but it's lost some of its luster right now. You have the 3-0 defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots making their first trip to AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas to take on the 2-2 Dallas Cowboys. Now, New England comes into this game favored by 10 points over the boys. Their offense was clicking leading into their bye week of week number 4, and it's going to be interesting to see if they have any rust to shake off of themselves in this one. Right now, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is locked in, and this Cowboys defense is going to have their hands full in attempting to stop Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski. Aside from Gronkowski, you know the Patriots like to mix it up with short passes to their wide receivers led by Julian Edelman, and that is going to keep the Dallas Cowboys defense on their pins and needles in this one. Now, offensively for Dallas, you look at quarterback Brandon Weeden. He's not Tony Romo. He did play solid last week in the loss to New Orleans, but they need a mistake-free game from Weeden in this one if they're going to have a chance to win. Mistake-free football, and then Dallas's defense is going to have to find a way to force some turnovers. Notice I said turnovers, plural, in this game to have a chance. I don't think it happens, and I don't see New England taking their foot off of the throttle either. Thus, I'm going to take the Pats on the road in this one by the score of 37-20. Now, the 4-0 Denver Broncos will travel to Northern California to take on the 2-2 Oakland Raiders. Now, Denver, they keep chugging along with that solid running game and that solid defense, and they look to bring the pain on opposing quarterbacks as the defense in the running game takes some pressure off of veteran quarterback Peyton Manning. Now, speaking of that solid Broncos defense, they are going to be licking their chops as they're going after second-year Raiders quarterback and Derek Carr in this one. But this Raiders defense has not been bad either. You look at two veterans back there. I look at Charles Woodson at safety, and I look at Justin Tuck on that defensive line. And as good as Charles Woodson has been throughout his NFL career, he still has yet to intercept Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning. Will he get it in this one? We'll have to wait and see. But right now, Oakland is simply not going to be able to keep up with Denver in this one. I'm going to take the Broncos on the road in this one by the score of 26-17. Now, on Sunday Night Football, it's the 2-2 New York Giants welcoming the 1-3 San Francisco 49ers to town. After losing their first two games of the season, the Giants have reeled off two consecutive victories, and they are favored by a touchdown in this game at home over the Niners. You look at the timing that Giants quarterback Eli Manning is beginning to get with his wide receivers as he is in the second year in this offense with offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo, and the Giants feel that the best is yet to come for their unit. John Beeson is back for them at middle linebacker, and when he's on the field defensively, this team does play better. Right now for this Niners offense, they need some semblance of order, and right now you see how much that quarterback Colin Kaepernick is struggling as a pocket passer. If the Giants are able to stop the Niners on first down and second down, keep him in that pocket, make him a pocket passer, and make him uncomfortable, it's going to be a long day at the office for number 7 for the 49ers. This Niners defense is not what it once was, and if the Giants are able to come out focused and consistent, they should be able to take advantage of it. Thus, I'm going to take New York at home in this one by the score of 27-17. And finally, on Monday Night Football, you have the 2-2 Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to the 619 to meet the 2-2 San Diego Chargers. Now, Pittsburgh comes into this game well-rested because they played on Thursday Night Football in week number 4, albeit it was a home loss to the Baltimore Ravens. But you feel without Ben Roethlisberger, you have veteran quarterback Michael Vick back there, and this is a guy, you know, he did what was asked of him a few weeks ago against Baltimore, but now you figure he has more practices under his belt, more comfort in this offense under head coach Todd Haley, and I expect Vic to have a very solid game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Get the football to the playmakers. You look at Le'Veon Bell at running back, and of course Antonio Brown at wide receiver, and this Pittsburgh Steelers defense has been coming on of late, so I expect to see them put some pressure on Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers. Speaking of Rivers, he will have tight end Antonio Gates back for this one after he served a 4-game suspension to begin the season. But I think Pittsburgh is going to have enough to get past San Diego in this one. And I'm going to take the Steelers on the road by the score of 31-24. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 5 in the National Football League. And I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 5 in the NFL. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.